one of the world's finest jazz vocalists, will open the Melbourne Jazz Festival this weekend. Kurt Elling has won a Grammy for one album. He's been nominated for another 10. And to coincide with his performances with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra this weekend, he's also releasing a new album tomorrow. Kurt Elling, thank you very much for joining us. Welcome back to Australia.
Thanks for having me on. Thanks so much.
Kurt, your new album is called Passion World. You've spent a lot of your time on the road, travelling around the world. What little pieces of the world have you sort of observed and packed into this album, Passion World? How does the world differently express passion?
Oh, well, that's a big question. Especially in as much as every individual person expresses passion ever so slightly differently. But it is true that one can draw, I guess, vastly overgeneralized conclusions, caricatures almost. I mean, I've tried to handle the world with loving care in the case of Passion World. I've got compositions from Cuba, from the United Kingdom, from France and Germany, from Brazil. And in every case, I mean, you could say, oh, well, the French invented the word nonchalance. That makes sense. Yes, I can take it. She's left me. I will find another. And a little bit more operatic approach from, say, Germany, where the streets are filled with my endless tears. And then you take a little jaunt over to the Latin countries. And if you, let's say, leave the wrong person behind romantically, you might need to carry a knife around for the next street corner. But again, these are vast overgeneralizations, but they are reflected to some extent in the music.
There is one song on this new album. It's called Benita Cuba. It was hatched when you were on a cruise ship, I understand, and you heard the great trumpet player Arturo Sandoval playing a fairly mournful melody in your next cabin. Just tell us what happened next.
Yeah, well, Arturo was in the cabin next to me, and excuse me, he was definitely playing something very tragic and sad sounding. And I listened, and when he was done, I said, you know, I sort of went over to the wall in between our, balconies resting on the outside of the ship. And I said, Arturo, man, you're breaking my heart. And he said, oh, thank you. I said, that's so beautiful. What is that melody? And he said, well, you know, I was thinking about Cuba, and for the first time in 20 years, I started to cry for my country. I've never been able to go home, and I probably never will be able to go home. And my parents, I brought them over to the U.S. I rescued them, and they all thought they thought they were going to go home. And instead they died in America. They died in a foreign country. And I said, could I maybe think about writing some lyrics for that? And he said, look me in the eye. And I looked him in the eye, and he said, you know I love you. And I said, yeah, Arturo, I love you too, man. And he said, but you write a lyric to this, and you sing this, then I'm going to love you.
So, all right. Well, given that intro and that preparation, I can't resist now. I think we better hear a bit of Benita Cuba now, see what you did, and then I'll ask you later whether Arturo loved you more after this or not.
All right.
Let's have a listen.
I'd go insane, but I live in music. I play right through the pain and pour songs on my bruises. If I could, I'd build a boat out of my heart and sail to my home, Bonita Cuba, in the dark.
What did Arturo think of that?
Well, I mean, he seemed very happy about it. We recorded it in his house with his rhythm section, and that's his magnificent solo trumpet happening back there. So I can only assume that he's happy with it, since he gave me the ultimate imprimatur of playing on it.
Kurt, you also have a love, I understand, for a very specific form of music called vocalese, which features on a couple of tracks on this new album. I have to admit that I didn't know what vocalese was. I'm sure most of us probably don't understand what we're hearing when we hear it. What is vocalese?
Well, vocalese is a jazz-specific habit the jazz singers have of doing a transcription of that which begins as a recording of an instrumental solo. So you take something Dexter Gordon played or Miles Davis, somebody who's playing a horn of some kind or a piano, and you write a lyric to fit the contours of that which they improvised in chorus after chorus. And then you sing that lyric. So that's it's a habit of lyric writing that could only have happened with the advent of recorded sound. Perhaps that's a little obvious to say, but it couldn't have happened in all the history of music without Mr. Edison's invention. So, I think there's only one on this record, and it's a very small single chorus that I did of a Wynton Marsalis solo on La Vie en Rose. But I've done Dexter Gordon, and I've done Charlie Hayden, and I've done many Wayne Shorter solos. It's a habit that I developed in appreciation for and inspired by the work of John Hendricks, the greatest of jazz lyricists, and Eddie Jefferson, people who have preceded me. Not by that much, I'm happy to say. And John's, again, here's another magnificent elder statesman of jazz that's given me the imprimatur of their approval.
All right, Kurt, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Kurt Elling, and he's performing with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra on Saturday, the 30th of May at 7 o'clock, Sunday, 31st of May at Hamer Hall at the Arts Centre in Melbourne. His new album is called Passion World. It'll be released across the nation tomorrow, and you can actually hear Kurt Elling singing live for Andrew Ford on the music show on Saturday. If Andy plays his cards right, he might get some of that Elling vocalese that we've just been hearing about. Why don't we just tempt ourselves? Here's a little bit more of Kurt Elling.
I want to feel the light on my face. I want to see the dust cloud disappear without a trace. I want to take shelter from the poison rain, where the streets have no name.
So smooth, Kurt Elling's cover. Just a little taste of it, of the U2 song, Where the Streets Have No Name, from his new album, Passion World.